to Madeline Smith, Assistant Professor in Plant Pathology, University of Minnesota.
Dr. Smith, I'd like to ask you about how the wet, cool spring impacted small grains across Minnesota, and specifically if we're seeing some increased disease pressure right now.
Yeah, so we started out, as you said, cooler and maybe a little bit wetter in some areas. And so typically when we think about small grains at that early stage when the seedlings are just coming up, things that can impact them are particularly things like root diseases as those seedlings are coming up. And so in some areas there's evidence of some root disease which can affect both stand establishment and then the growth of the plant later in the season if the plants survive that initial attack in the root system, because they attack the root system and prevent nutrient and water uptake. And so we can see some initial dying back of seedlings at the early stage, and then later in the season, particularly under conditions of, say, drought stress, when the plants are fighting to take up enough water and nutrients, those compromised root systems aren't able to do that. So in some areas, we've seen some evidence of that in particular, which is what we might expect from a kind of cooler, wetter beginning to the season.
Can you speak in any detail as to which areas of the state you're seeing more of that?
Well, it really depends where you are. We've had a lot more wet up in the northern area of the state, or the northwest area of the state. So that's also delayed a lot of the planting as well, because guys haven't been able to get out into the field. So really sort of the northwest area of the state in particular, but there's been some other wet spots around and about at particular times.
As far as using a fungicide, what the threshold would be, I guess, are we seeing a lot of that right now based on the amount of disease that is present?
So we're starting to see in a lot of areas the grains have got to about the 5-leaf stage or so, and that's typically when we run out herbicide for weed control. And so one of the questions then is, do you put a fungicide in the tank mix then based on whether we're seeing any disease pressure or not? And because we've had some humidity because of the earlier wetter periods and that soil drying out, we're starting to see a lot of leaf spotting diseases, in particular tan spot at the moment, which is one of the diseases that we typically see earlier in the season anyway in Minnesota. And so those diseases, things like tan spot and certainly in the southern part of the state, maybe some leaf rust or stripe rust that may be starting to come in, then it's worth thinking about making a fungicide application, because those diseases are what we call polycyclic. And so they can go through multiple rounds of reproduction and infection cycle within a season. And so then it would be important to think about maybe putting a fungicide in the tank mix with the herbicide. The flip side of that is that if there isn't any disease out there, then it's probably not necessary to put a fungicide in that tank mix. And a lot of times you'll hear people saying, oh, well, I'll just put it out for insurance, because then it'll cover me till my later season applications. And that's not always the case, particularly when we think about things like rusts again. Those spores can come in at any time into the crop. And so you've only got a window of efficacy, which varies a little bit depending on the fungicide. And if you get spores after that window of efficacy, then that insurance policy doesn't pay off. It's also possible that... Oh, I've lost my train of thought. you know, that those things could come in again after a fungicide application anyway, and you would still get some new infections occurring. So the other issue with spraying when there's no disease is that a lot of these diseases will hang around kind of in the field margin and in the ditches, and you're exposing those diseases to that fungicide application, even though it's not directly infecting the crop. And what we end up with in the long term is resistance to those fungicides. And when we think about the longer term versus the shorter term, that's really important because we want to protect the chemistries that we have that are effective against certain diseases. And, you know, the discovery time to new chemistries is a lot longer than it used to be, and they're also a lot more expensive when they first hit the market as a result. So we really want to think, especially in small grains, if there's not disease present, is it really worth the cost of the application and the product and stacking up this potential resistance issue for ourselves in the future? So just some things to weigh up when we're thinking about applying fungicides.
You mentioned that farmers are spraying herbicides right now. How would you assess weed pressure at this point?
Yeah, so again, it really depends kind of where you are. Again, that wet, kind of wet beginning in a lot of places for a lot of the weeds, you know, has helped that seed bank kind of germinate. And so again, depending where you are, things like lamb's quarters, I know we've certainly seen those coming up, and it really depends where you are. So that early moisture has allowed the seed bank to germinate. And so again, keeping on top of kind of weed pressure is going to be important to give those plants a chance.